When Pulitzer Prize-winning author Viet Thanh Nguyen was 4 years old, he and his family came to the U.S. from Vietnam as refugees. His latest book of fiction is a collection of short stories called The Refugees. Our co-host Ari Shapiro talked to him about the book and the refugee experience.
When Viet Thanh Nguyen came into our studios, President Trump had not yet issued his executive order restricting refugee admissions. I asked Nguyen about the similarities between the experiences of today's refugees and his family's arrival a generation ago.
Every new refugee to a society, whether it's to the United States or some other place, is subjected to fear. They are the new outsider population, the new other, and people of all backgrounds have a short memory. So when it comes to the Vietnamese, Americans now tend to think of the Vietnamese as being a particularly successful minority or refugee population that's assimilated fairly well. They forget that 40, 50 years ago, Americans, the majority of Americans, did not want to accept these Vietnamese refugees who they saw as completely foreign. Now there are new foreigners, Syrians and other people from the Middle East, people of Muslim backgrounds, and the sense among many Americans is, well, these people are completely different from us and they're not like the Vietnamese who are much more assimilable. And I think that's very, very doubtful. I think that the majority of these new foreigners, if given the opportunity, will be able to assimilate and deal with American culture. And right now we are subject to a new kind of xenophobia that prevents us from seeing that.
Many of the characters in this book have double lives in one way or another. I mean, maybe they're carrying on an affair, maybe they work two jobs, and in a way it felt to me like versions of the two lives that every refugee contains inside of them before and after they leave their homeland.
And I think that's true. There's that sense of a duplicity, a sense that there's something happening within the community, the ethnic community, and within the family home, and there's a different life that's being lived outside among Americans. You have to wear a different face when you're interacting with the larger culture, and you can be more of yourself at home or in the local market or in the local church speaking your own language. And that was my sense growing up as a Vietnamese refugee in San Jose.
Your writing is so obviously informed by your life experience. Is there a reason that you chose fiction rather than, say, memoir?
Well, I've tried memoir. I mean, I think there's one short story in The Refugees that's based on my family's life, and it's the only piece I'd written up until that point that incorporated anything autobiographical.
I don't think that was clearly flagged as such in the book. I wasn't aware as I read it that one of these was...
Oh, yeah, I don't tell people.
Segment 1. When Pulitzer Prize-winning author Viet Thanh Nguyen was 4 years old, he and his family came to the U.S. from Vietnam as refugees. His latest book of fiction is a collection of short stories called The Refugees. Our co-host Ari Shapiro talked to him about the book and the refugee experience.
When Viet Thanh Nguyen came into our studios, President Trump had not yet issued his executive order restricting refugee admissions. I asked Nguyen about the similarities between the experiences of today's refugees and his family's arrival a generation ago.
Every new refugee to a society, whether it's to the United States or some other place, is subjected to fear. They are the new outsider population, the new other.
Segment 2.
And people of all backgrounds have a short memory. So when it comes to the Vietnamese, Americans now tend to think of the Vietnamese as being a particularly successful minority or refugee population that's assimilated fairly well. They forget that 40, 50 years ago, Americans, the majority of Americans, did not want to accept these Vietnamese refugees who they saw as completely foreign. Now there are new foreigners, Syrians and other people from the Middle East, people of Muslim backgrounds, and the sense among many Americans is, well, these people are completely different from us and they're not like the Vietnamese who are much more assimilable. And I think that's very, very doubtful.
Segment 3.
I think that the majority of these new foreigners, if given the opportunity, will be able to assimilate and deal with American culture. And right now, we are subject to a new kind of xenophobia that prevents us from seeing that.
Many of the characters in this book have double lives in one way or another. I mean, maybe they're carrying on an affair, maybe they work two jobs. And in a way, it felt to me like versions of the two lives that every refugee contains inside of them before and after they leave their homeland.
And I think that's true. There's that sense of a duplicity.
Segment 4.
A sense that there's something happening within the community, the ethnic community, and within the family home, and there's a different life that's being lived outside among Americans. You have to wear a different face when you're interacting with the larger culture, and you can be more of yourself at home or in the local market or in the local church speaking your own language. And that was my sense growing up as a Vietnamese refugee in San Jose.
Your writing is so obviously informed by your life experience. Is there a reason that you chose fiction rather than, say, memoir?
Well, I've tried memoir. I mean, I think there's one short story in The Refugees that's based on my family's life, and it's the only piece I'd written up until that point that incorporated anything autobiographical.
I don't think that was clearly flagged as such in the book. I wasn't aware as I read it that one of these was...
Oh, yeah, I don't tell people